Okay, so we're diving into this data you've got. Like, it really is a treasure hunt. But forget dusty old maps, right? We're talking ones and zeros this time.
Absolutely. And every good detective, which is what we are, in a way, starts with the evidence. In our case, that's data. We'll be your guides through the three crucial phases. Initial data analysis, we call that IDEA, exploratory data analysis, or EDA, and then finally, confirmatory data analysis, CDA.
So, no magnifying glasses needed then, just maybe our computers.
You got it. We'll start with ID. It's like prepping a meal. You know, before you even think about mixing ingredients, gotta make sure everything's fresh, chopped, measured, all that.
Makes sense. Garbage in, garbage out, or however that saying goes. Our source material actually uses an example from a restaurant franchise. They give us customer orders, satisfaction scores, even the weather every single day.
That's a gold mine. But even gold mines, you gotta refine it, right? Imagine finding a customer satisfaction survey where the age says 250. That's got to be an error, something we'd fix during IDEA.
Oh, for sure. Typos. Missing stuff. There's like a puzzle with, like, pieces missing. Do you just toss those out?
Sometimes, yeah. But
Sorry.
sometimes you can get a little clever, you know, fill in the gaps. Let's say a customer didn't enter their age, right? We could look for patterns. Maybe people who order a certain dish are usually in a certain age range. You got to be resourceful.
So we're like data detectives, but also data chefs. Cleaning, prepping, getting creative with it. What happens after we've got this data all prepped?
Time to turn on the ovens, right? Start cooking. That's EDA exploratory data analysis. We're looking for patterns, relationships, those aha moments that make this so fun.
Sounds delicious. The source material mentioned spotting trends. What kind of trends would we find in this restaurant data, for example?
Let's say we see way more online orders when it rains. Could mean customers would rather stay in when it's gloomy out. That's just an observation, though, not a conclusion. But it gives us a question to ask.
So no jumping to conclusions yet. We're just like making notes of things that look interesting.
Exactly. And EDE is all about these relationships. Does how satisfied a customer is have anything to do with how fast the service is? Do people who order appetizers also usually order dessert? Connections that might not be obvious at first.
This is where things get really interesting and maybe a little tricky. Our source material mentioned outliers. What are those? Should we be worried?
Outliers are those data points that are just way different, you know? Like, imagine a customer spends $1,000 on one meal. That's an outlier.
Whoa. Are outliers always a bad thing, though?
Not always, no. They could be typos, or they could point to something unique, you know? Maybe a famous person ate there that night. The important thing is to figure out why it's different.
Outliers not always bad, but definitely worth a second look. Could be nothing, could be a big clue. This is really cool.
It is. And as we're looking at all this, we'll start to get some hypotheses, some guesses. Like, what if customer satisfaction dips on weekends? You know?
Maybe it's just busier. More customers, easier for things to go wrong.
Exactly. That's a hypothesis, and it gives us something to look into further.
It's detective work, but with data. We've prepped the data, explored it, found some potential clues. What's next in our data investigation?
So now we got to see if these guesses, these hypotheses, hold up. EDA is great for finding leads, but we need something, well, stronger. That's confirmatory data analysis, or CDA.
CDA, huh? Is that where we get to use those fancy data tools?
We will be using some pretty cool tools, yeah. CDA is where we bring in the statistics to really test things out.
Okay, so we're like data scientists now. Give me an example. How would we test that thing about weekends, you know, with the satisfaction scores?
So let's say we want to know if those weekend scores are actually lower. Like significantly lower than weekdays, we could use a t-test. It compares the averages and tells us if the difference is, you know, statistically significant.
Hold on, statistically significant, does that just mean it's a big difference?
Good question. It means it's probably not just random luck. Imagine flipping a coin, right? Five times, all heads. You might think someone's up, but it could happen. But what if you flip it 100 times, mostly heads? That's statistically significant. Something's up with that coin.
Okay. So with the restaurant, a statistically significant thing means those weekend dips are probably not a coincidence.
Right. And if we've confirmed it, we can go even further. We can build models that predict stuff. Remember the rain and the online orders? We could use a model to predict how many orders to expect just from the weather.
Wow, that's using data to make real decisions. But hold on, the source material mentions splitting the data. Why not use all of it for the model?
Imagine training for a marathon, right? Same route every day. You get good at that route. But what about race day? Different hills, different weather.
You'd be in trouble. So we split the data so our model isn't like a one-trick pony.
Exactly. Train on some data, test on the rest. That way we know it works on new W data, not just the stuff it already saw.
Like a pop quiz for our model, making sure it actually learned.
You got it. That's how we avoid overfitting. That's when it's too good at the training data and then doesn't work on anything new.
Overfitting. Okay, got it. So we've checked our hypotheses. We've built some good models. I'd say we're pretty good data detectives now. Time to start making decisions.
Almost. But gotta remember, just because two things are related doesn't mean one causes the other. Correlation doesn't equal causation.
Right, like ice cream and shark attacks. They both go up in the summer, but it's not the ice cream attracting sharks.
Exactly. There's usually something else going on. Like, it's just hot in the summer.
So even with all this, we still need to be careful not jump to conclusions too quickly.
For sure. It's about telling the story of the data, not just doing the math. Got to present it clearly, be honest about the limits, not make things up.
Right, right. Okay, so we went from raw data to, like, cooked insights. We tested them, made sure they weren't just random. What do we do with all this knowledge, though? Yeah, it really is. Like, we took these raw ingredients, and now we've got this, like, gourmet data meal. But who are we serving it to? That's the next step, right?
And this is where it gets really cool. We bring these insights to life. They make real changes in the world. It's like we become translators.
Translators, I like that. So we speak data, and we speak, like, CEO.
Exactly. Think about those rainy day orders. We tell the restaurant manager, maybe they make a special offer on those days, free delivery, or a cheaper appetizer with online orders, something like that.
There you go. Data turned into action. So it's not just about the insights themselves, it's what you do with them, right?
You got it. And that means knowing who you're talking to. For the marketing people, maybe we make a chart, show those spikes on a graph. For the owner, we talk about making more money on slow days. Same data, different story.
Different strokes. But it's all about telling the story the right way so they get it.
Exactly. And the best part is, this isn't a one-time thing. It never ends, really. You get more data, you refine the models, new questions pop up. It's a loop, you know?
We planted a seed, now we get to watch it grow. Started as a jumble of numbers, and now it's changing things in the real world. Pretty cool.
And you never know what else is hiding in there. Like, endless possibility.
Well, I'm suddenly hungry for, well, more data, I guess. From IDA to CDA, this has been quite a deep dive. Remember, next time you see a spreadsheet, don't just see the numbers. See the stories, the things you can learn, the impact you can make. That's it for us. Happy analyzing, everyone.